This is Matt Bush, the news director for WCQS. I'm talking with Emily Patrick, reporter for the Asheville Citizen-Times, about her story on marriage rates in Buncombe County. Why are they higher here than they are in the nation?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. Over the past few years, Buncombe County has obviously been positioning itself as a marriage destination. Organizations like the Convention and Visitors Bureau, but it's also just really pretty here. And whatever the combination of factors is, it's working because the number of marriages is going up here, although it's falling in other areas of the country. And we're seeing a lot of a big increase in out-of-state weddings. So that is people who are from out of state are getting married here. So the exact increase is more than double since the year 2000. It went from 12% of marriages in Buncombe County out of state to 30% of marriages in Buncombe County out of state in 2016.
One big difference between 2000 and now is that gay marriage is legalized. How did that affect the trends here in Buncombe County?
Yeah, so it's been really interesting to see the numbers on that. The Register of Deeds, Drew Reisinger, has been tracking same-sex marriages in his office. And the impact of the change in law in North Carolina in 2014 was immediate. Right after the change in law, you saw people basically flooding to get married. 475 couples wed in Buncombe County in the last 3 months of 2014, which, you know, just think about the number of people. I mean, it's massive, especially when the overall number of marriages is in the high 2000s. The following year, we had about 430 same-sex marriages. And last year, that number dipped slightly to 271. So Drew Reisinger has said he attributes the drop to people who were waiting for many, many years for same-sex marriage to be legalized, doing it as soon as they could. And so now, you know, those people who have been waiting for a very long time have been able to get married. And so hopefully that number will normalize as people take advantage of their rights.
So Buncombe County, what did it do to market itself as a wedding destination? And what has that meant financially for the area?
Yeah, so organizations, like I mentioned earlier, the Convention and Visitors Bureau has been on top of marketing this area as a wedding destination. It helps to be beautiful. It helps to have mountains and sunsets and a pristine environment for couples to gaze on as they wed or whatever. The money that these couples bring in is significant. So the average wedding cost, according to The Knot, which is an online wedding registry and like information aggregate, is $35,000. Other sources put it slightly lower. A market trend aggregate called The Wedding Report puts it closer to $26,000 per wedding. But no matter how you slice it, we're talking tens of millions of dollars of economic impact here being spent on venues and catering and flowers and what DJs, whatever else it is people need.
It's just sort of another form of tourism, which this area is quite familiar with, right?
Right, definitely. And it's amazing, you know, how much more apt people are to travel to get married. So it's not just brides and grooms eloping, although we see that too. There are whole companies based around eloping to Asheville. But people are bringing huge wedding parties with them and renting guest houses and doing Airbnb. So that's a positive thing if you are in that industry.
While there are more marriages, that does not necessarily equate to more children being born. So you looked at that in your story, so talk about that.
Yeah, I was really fascinated by this just because I assumed, oh, people are getting married, they're having babies, right? Like, isn't that the circle of life or something? But in fact, it is not, at least not in Buncombe County. Obviously, you know, if 30% of the people getting married here are from out of state, they're going back home to do whatever it is that they're going to do next. But, you know, the birth rate here is below average for the state. And so I wanted to find out why that was, especially when the marriage rate is above average. And so I looked at Cumberland County. The county seat is Fayetteville. Their marriage rate is the same as ours, about 11.1 marriages per 1,000 people, which is really high compared to other counties in North Carolina. But the main difference is that the median age is different. So Cumberland County is a lot younger. The median age is 32. Here, we're a whole decade older. Median age is 42. I mean, when you think about the right age to have a child, 42 is less that, I think. And anecdotally, venue owners reported that they were seeing this too. They were seeing their clientele get older, which, you know, is for the birth rate, like maybe not the greatest thing, but for the economy, it's great because they've said, I've talked to jewelers and venue owners who report the same thing, that older couples mean they have more money to spend. So anyway, if you're interested in the immediate economic impact on Buncombe County, opt for the older couples, I think.
Emily Patrick of the Citizen Times, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.